NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We're back.
Look at their faces, Miles.
Look at them. Look at them all out there. Couldn't be done. Well, we're here 106 episodes in, and the Houston Rockets are the hottest team in the league. The Cavs
called it.
Hit a bit of a wall. And we're here to discuss that and the state of the Milwaukee Bucks with NBA analyst Ty Windisch on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack on Bad Boosties.
All right.
Yep.
We're here. Ty Windisch is in the building. You cover the Bucks via the Euro Step podcast.
Like the sandwich. Love that.
Great pronunciation.
Yeah.
Although I say, however people pronounce it, if they listen to the show, it's fine by me.
Depending on where you grew up,
some people are like, hey, you want a gyro?
But it's regional.
Some people
can roll the R, and I think that's the true correct way, but I can't even do it. Hero. Yeah. So
Euro Step podcast. For Blue Wire. And the Eurostep Podcast Network. Anyway, Ty, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you guys for having me, despite my tardiness on the show.
They don't know.
I just wanted to be honest. Wanted to be honest with the listeners.
Hey, you wanted to be Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you're also a Giannis, an honest guy.
I am just being Giannis.
Exactly. I can't unhear that now. Whenever I hear someone say, be honest, I think of Giannis, because I'm like, brain-broken stage of Bucks fandom.
I get it.
Covering podcasting, you know, not fandom maybe, but...
I get that.
I just wish you would be honest with me. Don't do it.
Don't do it. We're having a serious discussion right now. I am being honest.
Sam,
I'm being Thanasis with you. What? Stop.
That doesn't even work.
I know, but you were going to get mad if I said Giannis. But I had to let you know. I was thinking about this.
You're being all Thanasty with me.
Yeah. Well, according to my Thanalysis, this is what is going on. That's his podcast, right? Thanalysis?
Oh, yeah. Just had the live show with Stephen A. Smith. They're doing big things right now.
Yeah. But the Bucks, 46 and 25. Looks pretty locked. Wow. Yeah, the 2 seed. I mean, unless something wild and wild and crazy happens, but I don't think
that would ever happen to the Bucks in the 23-24 season. That would be, it's been pretty well home so far, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, Doc Rivers coming in, a lot of people were like, what's it going to be? Is it the right thing? What happened? Why is he here? 14-11 under
and
Doc.
They were mocking him when they were asking that. That's why they were asking the questions about him in his voice.
Hey, why, Doc? I mean, I can't do it. That was more like Robert Mueller, I think, when I was doing that.
One time in college, I had like totally lost my voice for reasons I will not specify in this podcast.
Okay.
And I could do a perfect Doc for like one day. And it was like the best day of my life. Obviously, far before he was the Bucks coach, but we all know his voice is so distinctive.
Dude, like, go get in here.
My voice had to be gone. Yeah, literally, I was like calling people up, like, doing like, CP, come on, get down the court.
Do we think there, like, has his voice always been like that? I was assuming it was coaching wear and tear, but then in like earlier in the season I heard him on a podcast when he wasn't coaching and his voice just sounds the same.
I think it's permanently like that now, but what's a great question that I'm actually going to research after this pod is, like, when in life did his voice become, like, was he in college at Marquette, like, sounding like this as a young person? I can't imagine, but maybe.
Yeah. Right. I think we need to ask RFK Jr. what happened there, you know?
Yeah, we need some answers.
Yeah. I bet there's a lot of conspiracy theories, but who knows? Who knows? I mean, yeah, the Thunder stopped by. Ooh. That was a bit of a blunder for the Thunder. Not looking great. Yeah, look, I'm trademarking that.
That was good.
Yeah, thank you.
Bit of a blunder for the Thunder.
For the Thunder.
Down under.
I was going to do that.
If only it was in Australia.
I know, it would have been in great shape.
If only they had, maybe if Ben Simmons played there, then I would have been able to.
Doc Rivers left them asunder.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. A true poet. And don't you know it? But yeah, that was the first time since the beginning of February the team had Giannis, Dame, and Middleton in the lineup. That's true.
I mean, it kind of makes you wonder. Sorry.
It's wonder, actually.
We've been plundered from watching a bunch of great basketball because they've keep being out. Yeah, I think it was like the third or fourth game all three of them have played in the Doc Rivers tenure. So again, like, the record is what it is, and there was some tough road trip moments with Doc, but also contributing to that was Chris Middleton missed so much time after Kevin Durant ended up in his landing area, so Chris sprained the ankle, and the Bucks are just prohibitively careful with Chris Middleton, but it's hard to argue because the last two times he's been out for a significant period and came back, he looked pretty good when coming back, whereas they tried to rush him early last year from an injury, and it did not work out very well. He had to go out again. It was just kind of a nightmare. So while there are Bucks people and just NBA people who are, you know, very concerned and I think get, you know, fight or flight reaction when Chris is out for any period of time, I do think the Bucks have learned how to handle it. But yeah, now that the trio of them, I saw Frank Madden shared today that they are the best three-man lineup who have played at least 600 minutes per net rating. So they have been dominant when they have played together. They just haven't played all that often together, especially not under Doc. But I think overall, despite there's been some low moments in the Rivers tenure, as short as it's been so far, but also they've been a much more serious defensive team, and it seems like the players are just more bought in too. I think some of Adrian Griffin's messaging, if not a lot of it, was simply not getting through to this veteran team. And Doc seems to be doing that in a much better way. It also probably helps that we're just much closer calendar-wise to playoffs now, and the game's getting real serious. But I do think this Bucks team, you know, if they can stay healthy, which has been their biggest if for like 3 years, they're in a pretty good spot to go up against anyone just with the top end talent and some of the veterans they've assembled on this roster.
Yeah. Is it true that Adrian Griffin was trying to install the play where like Giannis gets down on the ground and barks like a dog and it like distracts them? Is that
I heard they wanted to do the ring around the rosy play that it suggested with Steph, where you just form four players around Dame and let him shoot because no one can get close to him. Technically, it is legal.
They run around really fast.
I don't know why no one's tried it. I would try it.
Yeah, that never goes big with the veteran NBA teams.
No, which is why Griffin had to play all the young guys. They would buy into some of these crazy pyramid plays and everything else.
Yeah, I'm just trying to like picture what the practices were like. Like I think he had like some kind of scheme based defensive stuff, right? That they weren't buying into.
They blitzed a lot. He wanted the first four. I think they only lasted for four games, but they were having Brook Lopez blitz, and he's 7 feet tall and old and very large and it just was not working. And they gave up the most. I think they were last in the NBA in points allowed at the rim, which is a very non-Bucks thing when you have Brook and Giannis. And since then, you look at now, they're back to like very, very like zero basically against the Thunder. They don't allow any. But yeah, they did. They ran around in a circle and danced and clapped the game after Griffin got fired. I mean, it was. I'm sure it was like a thing that do similar things all the time, but it was like very much like, okay, they really wanted this to happen. This is like not, this was not a surprise to the team as much as it was to everyone else, I guess.
Yeah. Sounds like a witch's coven to me. I mean, you know, listeners of this podcast might not know how I feel about dancing, but I've been footloosian when it comes to dancing. I don't
What was that thing you're telling me you heard at Mass over the weekend?
Oh yeah, just you know, people in the woods dancing, running around and
clapping,
in a circle,
and hollering.
You can't trust that. Look.
But yeah, like you said, 17-8 without Middleton this season, and you know the post. I remember, like, I was like, in years past, I always remember it's like when Middleton is not there, things start to wobble. Obviously, Damian Lillard is in there now, but I'm guessing that's still very much a key piece because you're gonna need Chris Middleton in the postseason to really kind of recreate the kinds of highs that you've experienced in the past.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think you look at, you know, just logically, I think their biggest or their worst moments without Chris is, you know, Giannis and Dame bottled up to the extent that they ever are. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they make the outlet, right? You have to sometimes, you bring three to that action, you force the ball to go somewhere else. And just the level of confidence you have in the team when it's Chris Middleton operating in basically a constant 3-on-2s, right? If you send three at the Dame and Giannis action, there's then three Bucks offensive players and only two defensive players versus a Jay Crowder or a Brook Lopez or a Malik Beasley. Not that those are not skilled players, but just having someone who can shoot, pass, drive at the level Chris does. He's rocking a more than 2-to-1 assist turnover ratio. He's had a bunch of big assist games this season. It's just such a stronger offense, and it makes it so much harder, I think, for defenses to key in on Dame and Giannis. And we've seen, I mean, again, they've been dominant when they've played together, and it makes sense. I mean, there's, you know, Chris is used to kind of being the 1A ball handler alongside Drew Holiday. Now getting to really be the distinctly third guy is a really advantageous spot for him. And he's, you know, responding by leading the NBA in mid-range field goal percentage and shooting 40%+ from three and all these other things. So yeah, I think him being out there is certainly huge for this Bucks team.
All right, pitch me the Bucks. So my NBA philosophy this season is just like I'm rooting for everybody except the Celtics.
Yeah,
like
it's
just the Celtics versus the field. To be honest, your catchphrase.
Yeah.
How do the Bucks match up against the Celtics? Like, how make me feel confident in rooting for the Bucks as the potential spoiler to this Celtics season?
Yeah, I think it really does come down to those three players. Specifically, I think the big two. I mean, I think the idea behind the Bucks generally, and certainly against a team as great as Boston, is that's fine if you have like the deeper team. There's just nobody on your team who can guard this two-man action, and we can figure out enough defensively because we do have Giannis on the back line. We do have some tough veteran defenders like Crowder and Patrick Beverley, and of course, Brook Lopez is going to have some trouble in that series, I'm sure, just because they stretch him out with all their spacing with their bigs, Horford and Porzingis. But I do think it comes down to, okay, if Giannis and Dame are on and locked in and Chris is playing and playing well, I think they can beat anyone just because even the Celtics with all these great defenders, they don't have two guys you can stick on both of them and be comfortable switching it. Like, and I don't know if they have anyone that you feel comfortable guarding Giannis one-on-one period. And that's been the real thing that I think we've learned this season is like, even though Dame has not been, he hasn't shot the ball well all year. He has lately, which has been great to see. He's been an elite pull-up three-point shooter in the last month or so. But just the attention he gets makes life unfairly easy for Giannis, which is why he's on pace for and probably going to hit the first 30 points on 60% from the field season ever. I think he shot 71% against the Thunder. Like, teams show two to Dame. Giannis now has an advantage and he's just eating ridiculously.
Okay.
So I think the blueprint is that. I mean, you look at when Giannis played the Celtics last in the playoffs, like he averaged like 34 and 17 rebounds without Chris at all. And so just him and Drew Holiday and basically role players. So I think it's really just like, okay, Giannis is set up to rampage. The help is better than it's ever been. Even though their defense is worse, the offense should just be like ridiculous.
Yeah. I love it. All right. I mean, my instinct has been it's the Bucks have the best chance. Everybody else is, yeah, just getting in the way. So let's get a healthy Bucks team to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics.
And I would love to throw Miami at them round one, though, and just see. I
mean, yeah.
Let's just see, right? Like, the Heat look dead. That's never stopped them before.
Yeah. Right. I'm in.
What I mean, like, what effect do you think that the game against the Thunder had on the MVP race at all? Because I know that was like a time where, like, hey, we get to see Shea, we get to see Giannis. Shea looked, he only had 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people
were
like,
saying while I was watching, I was like, he should score more. Yeah. Than that.
I think Dagenault was trying to call that play.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, I know for a lot of people now, people are like, they're like, yeah, man, Shea's a joke or whatever. And I'm like, I think there's so much reactionary stuff that happens at the end of these.
The NBA fan in your head. Yeah, this you guy's
gotta,
a joke,
you gotta
dude.
See, look, the real fans that I talk on my group threads, it's nothing but unhinged reactions in real time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, this guy was a joke from the beginning.
Man,
like,
this guy stinks.
He can only score at the free throw line. It's like Embiid last year, man. Like, that's the kind those are the kinds of things I was getting. But anyway.
Like Embiid last year. Like,
if he doesn't get to the stripe, then how many points does he really get? Yeah. But anyway, I mean, like, how did that, I mean, like, what does the MVP ladder even look like right now?
I feel like it's just firmed it up for Jokic.
Right.
Yeah. I think Jokic was already, it could become first place and it's probably going to finish there again. Which, I mean, I think it should be that this game, and there's another Bucks Thunder game on the menu that I would expect Shea to play quite better against the Bucks in Oklahoma City. I'm very interested to see that game. We'll see how many people the Bucks send with it being toward the end of the season, how serious they are in that game. I hope serious. I like when they play the top teams well and competitively. I think because they've had so few games with their top three players under Doc, they should try and maximize these games, and they did against the Thunder. But I think it should give Giannis a little bit of propellant toward being more mentioned. I mean, I think he's kind of been like always one of the last guys thrown in, almost like, I know I have to say Giannis or I'll get in trouble, but I really don't want to vote Giannis for MVP. I think part of it this year is the Bucks have had this weird uneven season. But on the other hand, they've got the top net rating against top 10 net rating teams. So they've played really well against good teams and then very poorly against the Wizards of the world. And they got smoked by the Grizzlies and things like that.
Right.
And Giannis, I would argue, has been the stabilizing force that has them pretty locked in a second in the East, despite firing a coach and everything else that's happened. And, you know, building a roster with all offensive players to complement Jrue Holiday. And then trading Jrue Holiday for the ultimate offensive player and Damian Lillard. And yet, they still win a bunch. They're still very good. When their main players play, they're still great. I think Giannis, that kind of speaks to the season he's had. I think we've seen that work for some candidates before. So I hope it got him more in the convo, but I'm not going to realistically expect that Giannis will win MVP. I think Jokic probably has it. And yeah, I think I'm more okay with that than if someone like Shea had won it. I do think you should have to be a certain tier of player, like a very, very, very top tier player. I think Jokic is. I'm not sure Shea is there yet, although was certainly knocking on the door this season. I'm not going to knock him from that just for this one game.
Is Giannis meaner this season? Like, is that just a handful of stories that have broken through? Or is he like gotten a bit of a chip on his shoulder this season that he didn't have before?
I think he's had a chip on his shoulder for a couple of years now. Yeah. I mean, the way their playoff runs have gone the last 2 years, I mean, this is a guy as competitive as he is. I mean, I'm sure every year, right, it's his goal to go win it all, especially after they did. I mean, you know, the doubt of can you win it in Milwaukee was erased in 21. And then 22, it's like, okay, you lose in 7. You almost had him in 6. You blow it. But, you know, no one likes to make excuses. One of your best three players didn't play a single minute the series. And the team that you lost to went on to the finals. In retrospect, that's a series where you're like, okay, you know, you lose those most of the time.
Right. Yeah.
Then last year, he gets kind of hurt, but still something was just wrong. It seemed like Coach Mike Budenholzer had kind of, you know, his message wasn't totally resonating with the team. Some quotes we've gotten afterward and, you know, had some missteps, of course, had, you know, personal tragedy happening off the court, which is horrible in his family, but was just kind of not seem like the fit anymore. So then this new coach, Griffin, gets the endorsement of Giannis. Things go horrible. I feel like it's been a pretty trying time for the Giannis Bucks experience the last couple of years. So I do think there's certainly something to prove. And I honestly think there was an idea that he was like on the decline. I mean, there was some very popular takes on the old X machine that, you know, oh, he's past his physical prime. He's probably done. Is Dame going to be their best player this year?
That's actually my friend group texts actually who are saying that.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people were saying that. Cooked, yeah. Bro. Yeah.
Are those people paid by the Bucks organization to just like generate bulletin board material for Giannis?
Yeah. I don't think he actually sees it. I really don't think he does. Mm. I think maybe stuff that like the TV stuff, but I hope he's not one of the Twitter guys. I don't want the franchise player. I don't read the, everyone's an idiot online. Stay above myself it. Mainly included. So don't
Stay
read
above
that.
It. Yeah.
How, last question on the Bucks. How do you feel like they are situated for, like, it feels like we're seeing a tighter whistle the last, like, 2-3 weeks than we've seen in maybe a decade. How do you think they're set up to deal with that?
I think for the most part, very well. The one part they're not is just Dame had already not been getting a great whistle, like, I guess, by his standards and had been frustrated about the whistle he has gotten, especially on drives. They really do not give him continuation when he gets fouled and he's going to pull up, which frankly, the way they say the rule, like I'm fine with, like by the letter of the rule, it shouldn't be continuation. If you're getting fouled, if you get fouled and then pull up, they're saying it's not continuation anymore. Although I do feel like it's been legislated pretty tough on Dame in particular, but outside of that, for the Bucks on the other end, I think it's great. I think it's helped this defensive run for them in a big way. I think something Doc Rivers has emphasized is like putting the fear back and fear the deer and just being a really physical defensive team. And you watch them now on screens. I mean, they just push guys around screens. Like that's how they do screens now. And they really disrupt actions. They disrupt backdoor cuts by doing it. And they're getting away with it. They're allowed to defend more physically. And guys like Malik Beasley, who's had to step up and be their wing defender just because kind of looked around and okay, there's nobody else to do it. I guess it's me, and props to him for taking that on. That's certainly not his rep, but I think it's allowed them to lean into that, to own the paint more, to be more physical contesting at the rim. And it's really, I think, kind of bringing back their culture from a few years ago when they were going to the finals.
Man, I hate when I'm like in a situation and I look around and I'm like, I'm the muscle. I'm the muscle. That's right. Okay. All right, guys. I guess I better take care of this.
All right, good, Luca, I guess.
Yeah, fine.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about the rest of the league. We'll be right back.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
And we're back.
We're back.
Miles just said, bring us back, Daddy.
Yep.
To me. And mm-hmm. just felt yep. good. Felt yeah. cool. Anyways, we wanted to check in with... with... I'm a little out of sorts.
Butterfly in his throat now.
Yeah, is it exactly.
stomach? Is it stomach?
Yeah, they
stomach.
Come. Not they're bad. In my stomach, but they come up through my throat.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah,
it happens. It happens.
We wanted to check in with teams who have already beat their win total projections mm-hmm. for this season. Who, because it's easy to lose sight. Like we're like, oh yeah, OKC is good this year,
right?
Right. We knew that. Minnesota's good this year. OKC and Minnesota have both already beat their win total projections for the whole season by 5 wins.
Wow.
They're already 5 wins. That's the most of, I guess, them and the Magic are tied. All three of those teams are already 5 wins above their projection for the whole season with like a dozen games left about. The Rockets, who we're about to talk about, are already over their win total by 3. Ime, you know, mm-hmm. it's, they said, you know, coaching doesn't really matter that much anymore. It's all about the players, but this guy just gets it done.
Yeah.
I will say though, Boston, I think we're projected to have the most wins in the whole league this year in the preseason, and they've already beat their win total by 2.
Jesus.
Like they were projected to be the best team in the league, and with 12 games left, they've already beat their projections. Pacers already 2 wins up on their projection. Pelicans just hit theirs or are about to. But the Rockets, let's talk about the Rockets.
Yeah.
They've won 8 in a row, mm-hmm. and now they're just a game back of the Warriors. And some other team from the West whose name I can't remember.
It's not a team people talk about very often.
Yeah,
so pretty easy to forget.
It's easy to forget who they are. Okay. The bottom of the plan. but
fact,
they
fact.
The Warriors are looking not great. As
you have
late.
To say you're not scared of the team behind you, you're not in a good spot. As yeah. a franchise, typically. That's you never want to hear that case. Said out loud.
Yeah. Right.
Remember the beginning of the season, just like in terms of like getting some perspective on this season, the Warriors were like kept getting into fights with the Timberwolves, and people were like, I think this means like the Warriors are taking the Wolves seriously. And now it's like, yeah, no, the Wolves are like way better than the Golden State by like quite a bit by a healthy margin. They weren't doing the Wolves any favors by being like, that's it, we're taking you seriously enough to like cheap shot you. So I don't know, the Warriors have had plenty of fun, so I don't feel too terrible for their franchise.
No,
but yeah, the Rockets are storming from behind, and I think they might do it. I think they might get into the play-in in Ime's first season there. And Jalen Green.
As if Nets fans haven't had it bad enough this season, we have to get this another round of reporting of like, oh yeah, they wanted to trade Jalen Green there, just so you guys know. Enjoy.
Right.
Firmly 11th in the East, and he's on an absolute tear, and kind of getting into that potential people saw for him. It does make you think though about these young guards, like how many people wrote off Scoot Henderson already? And it's like, it takes time, man.
Yeah.
Especially guards on the ball, I feel like, take the longest usually. And it's been really fun to watch Jalen Green from the recently announced to be later deceased G League Ignite team go on this crazy run. I mean, the schedule has helped the Rockets for sure, but I think that's a player who people have kind of been waiting for more to happen. And I always like to see those guys who have been kind of gone through a news cycle, because the NBA is the NBA of like, he's done, he's a bust, you know, bad pick, whatever. To see those guys come out and play well, I'm always like, that's cool. Good for you.
Yeah. No, I remember we were like, what? I mean, what's Fred VanVleet doing going down there? And like, what are they doing? Dylan Brooks? Like, are they for real? But
yeah,
it's
they were like overpaying, but not like maxing out overpaying.
No.
It was just like, that's a lot for him. But it's not, it turns out it's not that
they
haven't really overspent, and they're not like locked in for, I don't know. It feels okay.
No.
They feel like they're in a good position.
Well, yeah, it's like they just got the right, just enough vet in there,
yeah,
to make it all click for them. And I think a part of me, I mean, I was talking with producer Jabari. I'm like, do we want to play the Warriors or do we want to play the Rockets, or are we even going to be? I don't know, but I am partially terrified of the Rockets a little bit more than the Warriors. I mean, they're both equally horrifying, but like just knowing, like at first, Jabari was like, "Oh yeah," and then Şengün might be back. I'm like, "Wait, I thought it was a season-ending injury." They're like,
"Wait, no fair, no." You said
season-ending.
No, you said season-ending. You can't take it back.
No takesies, backsies.
Can't do that. Mom,
they're 5-0 since they're 5-0 since losing Şengün, and I'm pretty sure Bill Simmons on his podcast was like, "So do you trade Şengün, or what do we do here?"
Russillo, it's Jung theory.
Yeah.
Russillo, it's you. And then Russillo always going full second person where you like can't tell who he's talking about. He's like, man, you're coming in and you're like, you know, and then you're going to tell me, and then you're that. And I mean, I'm like, what? Who am I at this point? I'm so confused. Love those guys. Love their show. Yeah. We're poking fun. But yeah, he was like Jalen Green. All of a sudden, Bill Simmons got some smoke for saying something bad about Jalen Green in seasons past, and now he's ready to blow it up, trade Şengün in favor of Jalen Green, who I think he compared to young Kobe Bryant.
Young Kobe. Oh, so, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Oh, see, yeah. So now we don't have to go all the way one way. All the way. He's having a really nice run in March. Yeah. Can we just enjoy that? Do we have to? All right, here's his Hall of Fame case. Now I can already see it.
Exactly.
Shooting 56 from the floor and 50% from deep. That's where I'm like, all right.
Totally sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. No regression.
Either the greatest shooter that we've ever seen of all time, or, you know, he's on a bit of a hot streak.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Udoka led the Celtics to a 15-game improvement in his first year with Boston in 2021-22. And he's already 13 games better with these Rockets, with 12 to play in Houston in his first year at the helm. Like, I don't know. It does make you kind of wonder, like, man, he was just there. Just there for people to hire. And, you know, it's a bigger story than that. But at the same time, you talk to any team that is struggling right now, and I think 99% of them would be like, yeah, we wouldn't have minded that.
Not the 10 game bump.
Not that the Lakers are struggling, but I'm just
Come on, just be real weird. we are struggling in a way.
You were saying you could care less about the
I could care
struggling.
Less about my Lakers struggling. But yeah, it's, but anyway, that's for another time. But yeah, I think it would be really fun to see the Rockets sneak in there, because it's just a good story. No, and even, but I'm saying my expectations are so low as a Laker fan. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not about to be like, man, what are we, they're going to stop us from winning the championship. No.
Yeah.
You know, but because we already had our time to secure a better seed, and we just, every time that opportunity presented itself, we're like, hey, I don't know what we're going to do. Let's just lay down and die. Yeah. So yeah, in that sense, I'm here for the narrative. I'm here for the eventual, you know, biopic that would come out based on.
And what does it do to the Warriors? If it's the Warriors, because they're the ones who are in 10th and a game up or whatever. What does their summer look like if they don't make the play-in in a healthy Steph season? I mean, like, mostly healthy. He's not going to play all 82, but it's not like that one, a couple of years there where he plays like 20 games and they're bad. It's like, okay, Clay's out. Steph barely played. Like, what are you going to do? This is like we should be competing. Wiggins has been kind of some stuff, and Draymond's been in and out because he keeps getting in trouble. But like, this should be a season where we're still pretty good. If you don't even make the play in, I mean, I know the West is good and all, everything, but that's, I would imagine that gets you a pretty active summer. If you do not make the play-in with a prime Steph Curry on the roster.
Right.
That's actually, I'm not even going to qualify. That's prime. He's still awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really is. It doesn't feel like, I don't know what I expect to see them do, though. I don't know.
No, I have no idea. But someone should call Kevin Durant. That seemed to work for them last time.
It did. They were pretty good. Run it back.
Mm-hmm.
Cavs, like, I can't remember a single loss damaging a team's reputation as much as the Cavs losing to the Heat on Sunday. I mean, it's not a single loss. They're 3-7 over the last 10, and they just don't look that good without Donovan Mitchell. He's missed the last 4 games due to a nasal fracture. But yeah, Miami just smoked them in a way that people seem to find pretty convincing.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that the Cavs are third in the East.
Yeah, but when you compare that to other teams, the other teams in the top 6, they're 6-4 or better.
Yeah.
During that same stretch, you're like, I'm not a mathematician.
You can't hang the hat on the injury thing because the Knicks are there too. And they, right. I mean, they had their own 3-7 run, I think. They really just had no one playing.
Right.
And they weren't getting as beat as bad as these Cavs were.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like I was just saying before we record, I'm like, I remember last season, we're like, man, the Cavs, look out, man. Look out. Then the All-Star break hit. And then you're like, what happened to them?
Right. Yeah.
What happened to them?
Wait a second.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pattern I'm noticing. But I mean, are any expectations for the Cavs, or we're thinking the Cavs will calve?
It's so weird. I mean, I feel like the first beat up spell, they do the 14-1 run, and it's like, okay, like hell yeah, they came together. Like the season is, you know, they patched it together. And now it's like they're still hurt, probably equally as poorly hurt. I mean, obviously, Donovan Mitchell is a huge loss to any team.
Yeah.
But the fact that they just look kind of just like listless out there, that's what concerns me more. Like, you lose some games, you lose some games. They got smoked. I was like, what, 40 points? Like, they didn't have, I mean, they still had Garland. I think they had Mobley, but Allen was out, or maybe vice versa. Again, like, it is big injuries. You don't want to overlook that. But I do think it is just concerning, like, the level they've played at. And I also think, you know, maybe Mitchell's more important than we realize, which sounds stupid because, like, obviously Donovan Mitchell should be seen as important. But I feel like there was this kind of movement of like, oh, it's him and Garland together are the backcourt. And they have Mobley and they have Allen. Like, it's our core four. Yeah, maybe Mitchell's just absolutely awesome. And these other guys are good. But without him, I think they've really struggled to just have enough punch, which you think they should be like, okay. I mean, you look at like the Heat, you know, they're not exactly team firepower. They put up 120. So, I think it says a lot about Mitchell too.
Yeah. It seems like he is the engine, right? Like this whole thing of them being a compelling team in the East started when Mobley and Garland went down and he just took over. So it does feel like Cleveland needs Mitchell and they need him back soon. So we'll see. His fractured nasal, but that's not an injury I'd heard of before. So you learned something.
Broken nose. See, I've heard of PRP injection too. Like, there's a lot of stuff with Donovan Mitchell right now.
Yeah. Orlando, another one of the teams that has broken their expectations already. This is that the 42 wins already match their 2018-19 total, which is the last time they finished above 500. If they reach the 50 win plateau, it would be the first time since Dwight's tenure. When they went 52-30 in 2011, their coach Jamal Mosley's doing an incredible job, and they just have like a good, solid core. I mean, they were lucky to be drafting first overall when they got Paolo, but they took the right guy, you know, and they got Franz Wagner, not number one overall, and that wasn't by any means a like sure shot. And so I don't know. They're in a good place as an organization. It'll be interesting to see what they do in the offseason and frankly what they do. Like, I'm hoping the Knicks catch the Cavs so that we can see Orlando against Cleveland in the first round. I feel like that would be a fun series. And then Knicks Pacers would be a real kind of clash of styles.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll put my throwback jersey on to watch that matchup. I was like, Been a while since I was rubbing my mitts for that kind of matchup.
Yeah.
But I was also reading like a lot of that, like at the end or the beginning of the season, like people were asking like both Anthony Edwards and Jokic were like, they're like, who do you think is going to really surprise people with how they play? And they were both like the Orlando Magic. Like,
yeah.
Their defense is legit, man.
Yeah.
That leaves an impression on you, I feel like, more than offense. And they have so many. I didn't think Jalen Suggs was going to be an awesome defender. I guess I didn't know too much about him when he was coming out of the draft, but to see him kind of like struggle with the scoring, but then just really hone in on that end has been really cool. Isaac playing again and still being like a, you know, world destroying wing on defense has been fun. I mean, they have some clear like offensive spacing stuff they're going to deal with in the playoffs, whoever they play, but they are going to make life hard for the other team. And it's just cool to see one of these teams that, as you mentioned, hadn't been above 500 in, was that like 5-6 years? I don't want to think about 2018, 19 is that long ago, because it makes me feel old. So we'll just say 3 years. It's been 3 years since they've been that good. But it's fun to just see those teams kind of get through it. Yeah.
I
mean, like, you look at even Jonathan Isaac's stats, like, for among bench players that have played over 15 minutes per game, he's like first in like so many categories. So it's they've got some. But again, what do you think their ceiling is this season, Ty?
I'd be pretty surprised if they won a first round matchup. I just think, well, with the half court scoring and just shooting issues in their lineup, we know teams in the playoffs get physical. They pack the paint. I just am not sure they're going to be able to overcome that four times to score enough points. I mean, we know they'll be able to hold down the teams they're playing, but like if it's Cleveland and Mitchell is back, you know, you only hold down Donovan Mitchell so much. Like that guy can get going and get loose in the playoffs in a way. I just don't know if anyone on their team can. We'll see. Like maybe Franz and Paolo can do it and they're ready, but we just know they'll see extra attention. I'm just not sure they have the offense. But I mean, if they catch the right team, like this Cavs team, that we, like if they're kind of reeling going in, we just saw them get out physical by a not great shooting team last postseason. So maybe Orlando looks at that blueprint and goes, hey, we can do this. This is how we play too. But I mean, I think if they give someone a really good run in the first round and then go into this summer with, you know, whatever avenues they have to improve and more internal development from their players, that's got to be a win, right? I mean, nobody was picking them. I mean, they could be off home court. I mean, if they don't win the series, having home court in the playoffs and getting real playoff reps for these guys, I think this is an awesome season regardless for Orlando.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they smashed expectations. If you had to pick one team to, you know, we're coming off of a playoff run by the Miami Heat that was unprecedented, you know, 8 seed coming through. What team would you pick for to like make some noise? And you can't pick the Sixers because that's too obvious.
Or the Lakers.
No, you can either go east or west, but you can't.
It's hard. There's not many teams you can pick.
You can't pick the Sixers, man. I know.
I don't believe in them. If they were healthy, I would say no to them. I don't believe in the Sixers at all.
What? I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Help me.
I would say the Pels.
Yes.
They're kind of getting hot at the right time. Zion's doing some really awesome Zion stuff. B.I. seems to be more locked in on defense, which has been nice to see.
Yeah.
They're still like, they have some shooting questions and stuff to answer, but I mean, they have some really strong two-way players as well. And I just think I'm really excited. I hope we get it. Like Zion in the playoffs, it's just going to be so much fun, dude. Like, what does that look like? How worn down do teams get? Like, I would pick Denver because I think Denver is just like amazing.
Yeah.
But like Zion versus Jokic just could be such a fun, like, such a fun battle of guys. Like, such different kind of dominating bigs, but they both dominate to a certain extent. Jokic more so, of course. But I would just love to see, like, how did Denver contain him? How does anyone contain him? So I'm excited about the Pels. I will take the Pels to make a weird Cinderella run. I think East it'll be a little tough just because I think the Bucks and Celtics have a little. I mean, Boston Celtics of course have distance. I think the Bucks are a little better than everyone else too. You could say the Knicks if they get healthy enough, but I'm not totally sold on that. I feel better about it being the Pels.
Yeah, and the Heat, you feel like they just too many deficiencies.
They don't count.
They go
every other year. They don't count.
Okay.
That's
they
chalk.
Don't count. It's not a surprise.
Even in the East is chalk. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
They could do it. I'd be pretty surprised this year. I feel like they're so small. It's just going to be hard. Like they just keep acquiring point guards and losing wings. But I'm not going to write them off until they're mathematically eliminated. I think every Celtics, Bucks, or just general Eastern Conference fan is like, they could beat my team. They could beat my team in this series. Until they're, and even after, it's like, maybe they're going to find an exploit in the rule book to get back in this series. I don't know, but they just never go away.
Yeah. And obviously all of that is, you know, your opinion of who would be good if we're not allowed to pick the Sixers. We did edit the part out where you said the Sixers aren't any good. Yeah, we AI'd it, so I would say something else.
Yeah, yeah, we AI'd it, so it sound different.
Sixers could we actually make it sound like he was saying the Sixers are the team that everybody would be like, they could beat my team? That would actually be great. Thank you, Brian the editor.
Brian the editor, thank you. Yeah, make that happen, please.
Chop it together.
Yeah, we're actually a Sixers propaganda podcast where we just...
Even if it's real choppy cuts, like when that interview with Homer and The Simpsons.
Yeah, Sixers, where the clock moves.
Yeah, moving so that sweet, sweet pap. Anyway. I didn't wear
a big enough collar for this.
Hey, it's a normal size.
It's a normal.
It's a normal size collar.
Find a new angle.
Find a new angle. All right. Wow. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with the rapid fire round of questions.
Round of questions.
Right after this.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
And we're back. Ty Windisch. My good man.
Well, well, well.
I mean, look, it's great to have you on the show. And to help commemorate this moment, we have to put you through our hottest of hot seats. It's the rapid fire round of questioning, okay? We're just going to ask you a question. You don't think. Just give us your just instinctual reaction. Just chest pass it right back. Just shoot it right back at us. Don't expand on your answers. We don't care. We're trying to keep this tight. We're trying to get as many questions in as possible.
I love it. That's why I never think, so I'm ready.
Good, good, good. We like that on this show. We like not thinking on this show. And guess what? It's your time in the hot seat. I haven't thought yet. Single thing this whole time. I don't even know what we're talking about. Who am I? Who are you? Okay. Are you ready?
I just watched an episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where, like, the enemy had like a mind reading thing, so they had to fight without thinking, and like that blew their mind.
Oh,
they were like,
wow.
And then Donatello did all the moves without thinking.
Yep.
I was like, what?
Very zen. Very zen.
No. Yeah. And that's a sort of digression that you need to just stop me from making. Because this is supposed to be just rapid fire. Boom,
rapid,
bing, bang, boom,
rapid,
bang.
Rapid.
No digressions about my children.
Rapido for you. No digressions about my children. None whatsoever. Are we ready?
I was planning one, but I'll let it go. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, okay. I hope you're ready, Ty. Here we go. Brian, start the clock.
Our hands are tied here. We can't. We just have to. All right. Sorry.
Hopefully you can win this here segment.
Oh.
With some great answers. Now,
you
know, we try. Hey, keep
I'll
it moving.
Honest.
Those were B-grade jokes, man. Those were B-grades. They were selling those at the joke outlet mall, okay? Now, it's time to hit you with the real stuff. I said, Brian started the clock. Okay, now the time the clock is going. Do you want to go first, Jack, or should I go first?
Why don't you go first?
Okay, I'll go first. Ty Windisch, more likely to happen, and why, but keep the why very brief. Wolves finals run or Bucks finals run?
Bucks final run. Giannis is better.
Mm.
Okay, can you give us a little bit more than that, just so I can kind of, I have something to tell my friends.
The Towns injury is difficult for them, and I just think getting through Denver is going to be extremely difficult
for all these teams. That's enough.
That was too much, man.
That was way too much, dude.
Wow.
Way too much.
I kept it too brief.
Miles, you give some people an inch, and you know.
I know. They just give you an inch, and they take a mile.
Walk a mile in your shoes or something.
Thank you. In my shoesties.
Ty, you can go back in time to personally witness any of the following. Take your pick. Wilt's 100. Game 4, 2021 Finals. Kobe's 81. Game 7, 2016 Finals. The LeBron block. And also, you get to bring Twitter with you.
Yep.
Mm. As much as I love the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm going to say the LeBron block, Game 7, 2016. I think it's probably the greatest basketball game we've all gotten to witness in our lifetimes.
Yeah, I agree. That was a blast. I wish I was more on Twitter back then.
I hit a 3 at the sports arena in 5th grade. During Clipper night. Yeah.
That was so going to be cool. Second on my list. Yeah.
I had an NBA 3-pointer.
I wish I was there too.
As a 5th grader. And I almost. Anyway, we got to keep this moving.
Did you say it was during really Clipper night?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't want to talk about it.
So the main event was your game and the Clippers playing in between was like the special event? You got to let the Clippers play in between?
Exactly. Exactly. It was a charity match. It was a charity match where we like to. I remember Keith Kloss was begging me for some guidance. I said, look, kid, why don't you come on by? Why don't you bring Dominique? Was there a previous year? It were good times. Good times back then. But don't get me on a digression about my past or my kids. It's about the rapid fire round of questioning. Next one, Ty Windisch. Rank these current duos in terms of your postseason expectation. Giannis Dame, Jokic Murray, Luka Kyrie, KD, and Book.
I think you had him in order. I think you had him in the correct order. The last two are
you're going
really close.
Giannis over Jokic and Murray. Giannis and Dame over Jokic and Murray.
Wow.
But I think the last two, and I think they're very close. I think the first two are very close. The last two are very close.
Right.
I think Dame has a little more upside than Murray. Although in the playoffs, Murray's been absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And maybe he just picks that up again. But if he does that again, then it's probably that duo. But he has been just kind of unbelievably hot to the extent I don't know if I think he can keep doing it. I will just barely say Luka and Kyrie over KD and Book. So many great players, but I trust Luka in the playoffs more than I think anyone else. And out of the bottom two groups.
Okay, that's fair.
Ty, somebody's coming to the city of Milwaukee for one weekend. And it is the boss, Bruce Springsteen. it's just somebody. And they're looking for a good time. They reach out. They say, give me the 3 spots I need to hit up. Could be restaurant. Could be bars. Let's skip bars. Could be attractions. What are you telling them to do?
I always tell people to go to the art museum. This is a very Milwaukee answer.
Class.
It's a beautiful art museum. The Calatrava. Okay. Everyone should check it out. I don't live in Milwaukee. So I don't have the great restaurant spots in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I will just put that out there. I live in Oshkosh, which is, if you thought Milwaukee was small and cold, you have no idea, is what I'll say to the people across the country. But I would say
Oshkosh of the Bagashes?
Yeah, it's actually where it came from.
Wow.
Yeah, so go to Oshkosh Bagash Factory in Oshkosh. Go to the art museum. And then I'm trying to think of like my top restaurant in Milwaukee.
Well, actually, give me the top restaurant in Oshkosh.
Yeah,
that's easier for me.
Yeah.
Fletch's Tap House. Oh, no, that's right. Rubiel Tap House.
Wait, what's that Rubiel? What do they got there?
Dude, they have a chicken gyro that's sensational. Hey. They do very good burgers. They have a Buddha bowl that's pretty good. I don't order that too often. I'm more of a burger or chicken gyro guy, but the chicken gyro is probably my number one.
Man.
Did they have the chicken gyro before Giannis?
I didn't go before Giannis. Didn't go outside before Giannis. I just sat inside and waited.
That was
waiting
when
for
joy,
my life to change.
That's when joy was invented in the
didn't leave the house before.
I used to drink only Sprite, and I started drinking water after Giannis came. Changed my life.
All right. Who's the most underappreciated of the all-time greats? someone that deserves to be mentioned but is often let out of the all-time debates?
That's a great question. I don't, let me know if this answer counts. Does Kareem count?
I think yeah, Kareem, that guy stinks. Make yeah,
that guy is a people herb. I never heard
Kareem
of him.
Stinks, but for what he did, how much he won, his it's individual and team dominance, like I think he's probably never going to be in these GOAT combos anymore, because now, of course, it's all MJ, LeBron, and then whoever's next, Wemby or whoever is going to be. No, the next, it'll be him versus LeBron, I'm sure.
Naz Reid.
Yeah, Naz Reid probably. But the dominance of Kareem, I mean, the fact that like they didn't let him play on the varsity team at UCLA, but he beat that team in a scrimmage and that team won the championship. Like, he just won so much at every level and was so unstoppable. They yeah. banned the dunk because of him in college. Like, yeah. Some real ridiculous stuff. So I would say Kareem. And if that
Kareem
doesn't
City.
Count, yeah. if that doesn't count, I don't even know. Kareem is no, just
that
my
counts.
Number
that
one
counts.
By a wide
I think
margin.
That's a good, I think that's a really yeah. good point. It's just, he was so dominant for such a period that people just kind of got sleepy about it. They're just yeah. like, yeah. Come on.
I remember yeah, as a kid yeah, watching Latter-day Kareem, and I was like, I always used to call him the glasses guy.
Yeah.
And then and I was always asking my dad, I'm like, why is he playing? It's like, he looks old. And my dad's like, you better have some respect for Kareem. I'm like, okay.
All right.
You learn. Well, Ty Windisch, thank you so much for joining us. You made it through. Those were all the correct answers. I will tell you that.
Whew.
Yeah, and I just checked at the chicken gyro at Rubiel. It looks pretty good. And
that's outstanding delivery
actually,
service.
The fact
you
that
got.
You said it's the like so cold, that really got my attention. I'm like, I as someone who chases the cold as a native Angelino, I'm like, I want to know what it feels like when your bones go numb.
It's solid. It's real quiet out when it's cold.
Yeah
that's true. That.
The birds especially have all snowing. Yeah,
gone away.
Yeah. But again, thanks for joining us. Where can the people find you, follow you, listen to you, all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me first. At Ty Windisch, CIWINDISCH on Twitter. And if that was said too fast for you to listen, you can find our podcast about the Bucks. We also have other Wisconsin sports pods and my socials and the rest of our team at GSPN.info.
Hey.
GSPN hey. For Hero.
Yiddle.
Step Podcast Network. I'm not even going to try and say it. I just keep it simple. I don't want to embarrass myself.
What do you say? Did you say Euro Step?
Euro. Yeah.
Euro.
Well, Yiddle.
To make it this, I think make it the same as the basketball move makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not going to get in a fight with a whole region of people because they refuse to say Mop Gyro. So go ahead. Again, you listen and subscribe. You're good with me. Say girl.
Gyro
whatever.
Step.
Yeah.
There you go.
I prefer Gyro Step. You can make sure you follow us on the hashtag Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES, that way you can get show links, updates. And then you can follow me on Twitter at Miles of Gray.
I'm at Jack_O'Brien. And we did it. In your
that's
face.
That's it.
In
another
your
one
face,
in the
haters.
Bag.
Let's you see only who... make us stronger.
Exactly.
Boom.
Exactly. In the words of Pink. Thank you so much for having us in your ears. We will be back next week because this is an unstoppable train. All right. Talk to you later. Peace.
Bye.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience.
Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.